Scott Shanks, KZ106 Hotline. Hello.
Good morning, Scott. This is Candace Knight calling for our interview.
Candace, how are you? I've been totally enjoying Second Element off the new album Nature's Light. The band, the instrumentation, what a beautiful voice you have.
I was hoping you were going to say that. Thank you so much. I'm so glad that you like it. There was a lot of work that was put into this CD, so I'm really happy that you're enjoying it.
Oh, man, the acoustic work at the beginning is great. Your voice is just haunting, and then, man, it kicks in, it rocks. It's really a great piece of music, and you have an incredible history. Let's talk about that, the band Blackmore's Night, and the new release, Nature's Light. So you met Richie Blackmore as a fan of Rainbow back, in 2000?
No, I'm going way back further than that. I'm going back before your time. 1989.
Yeah. Wow.
Now I'm dating myself. Don't try to figure that out. It's a long time ago.
Hey, I started on KZ106 actually on New Year's Day in 1985, so I've been on this rock station in Chattanooga, Tennessee for a long time. So, yeah. So you met as a fan, and then suddenly you became kind of a member of the band, which is fantastic, and you've done some vocals with not only Rainbow, with also Deep Purple, right? And Blackmore's Night.
That's right, yes. I was doing some of the background vocals that Richie had asked me to do on his Difficult to Cure guitar solo when we were on the road. He took me on the road with him in 1993 for the Hell or High Water tour. So, and I was actually working for a radio station when I wound up meeting him. So I was there for a year and a half, and I met him on a soccer field. So that's our history.
Well, tell me about your band, Blackmore's Night, now.
Yes, we have been in this band 24 years. We've been doing this kind of music. We started out in 1997. We actually started when Richie was playing with Rainbow, and while the other guys were inside doing all of their tracks, the vocal tracks and stuff, Richie and I would be sitting at the studio was in a farmhouse, and we'd be looking out the window on this beautiful farm. The snow would be coming down. There's nothing around for miles except hillsides, and sitting by the fireplace, and he'd have his acoustic guitar, and we started writing songs just the two of us, really just kind of for ourselves as a release from the stress and pressures of the day and of the work world. And I think we can all relate to that, sort of. But so that's where this music began. Honestly, in the beginning, we didn't think we were going to put it out there for anyone. We kind of just were doing it for ourselves and, you know, for our own hearts and souls. And when our friends started hearing us playing these songs around the house at parties and things, they said, you know, that they loved them, and if we put them out, that they would buy it. So we thought, well, maybe other people might like it too. And that's going on 24 years this year.
So music has always been a big part of your life.
Huge. Oh my gosh. It was always my great escape. It was my religion. It was my breath. It was really, anytime I was going through something difficult, I would put my headphones on and I would just disappear into that wonderful world of music. If I was happy, music celebrated it. If I was melancholy, music was there for me. It supported me. My book covers in school, going through school, I was always writing other people's lyrics that I felt like really resonated with me. I've just been so into music always. I didn't think I'd be on stage. I thought I'd be behind the scenes doing, I don't know, some work for a radio station. That's what I was going to school for, or maybe working for a record company. But I've always loved music, always wanted to be around it.
Well, what are some of the bands and the artists that you were inspired by growing up?
You know, it's funny because my musical background is so varied. Growing up, my dad was always very into listening to music from the 40s or big band sounds like Benny Goodman, Artie Shaw. So that was always playing in the kitchen. And he and my mom would dance around the kitchen, which I loved. Then my mom was really into show tunes. But as I was kind of finding my own way, being a child of born in 71, so through the classic rock years, and then, of course, you know, through my teenage years in the 80s, I started getting more into, like, Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks, Buckingham Nicks was one of my favorite albums to listen to. And then after that, it just got really varied. So anything from Sarah Brightman, who has this amazing, like, a pop opera voice, to the Eagles, who I loved and always would pop on as soon as we would go on road trips, you know, that was always playing. So it's just like it varies from, I feel like it's more about emotion, like how I'm feeling at the time. There seems to be a song or an artist that kind of just plays to me during every emotion that I'm having. So I keep it really varied.
Well, Frozen Love, the track off the Buckingham Nicks, happens to be one of my favorite, and Kelly McCoy, who works with me, one of my favorite, And I see.
Oh my gosh, you know how rare it is to hear someone say that they actually know what I'm talking about when I say Buckingham Nicks? That's so cool. I love that album. That whole album is great.
Oh my, the whole album is just that particular song. I sometimes will get caught on it. I've listened to it like 15, 20 times at a time.
Now it's in my head, actually. Thank you. I'm going to have it in there for the rest of the day. I love it. I'm going to have to play that as soon as we get off the phone.
So you and Richie got married in 2008?
Yes, we did. Had the longest engagement probably ever on record, I would think. We got engaged in 1993, got married in 2008.
Wow.
Yeah.
How is he?
He's great. He's doing really good. He's Richie's Richie. You know, I mean, I feel like he never really changes. He's very true to himself. He's a consummate professional. He's incredibly real and loyal, which I feel like a lot of people can't sometimes. You know, he's honest to a fault, so he will tell you exactly what he's thinking, and a lot of people sometimes have a hard time dealing with the truth and reality of certain situations. But he and I work really well together, I think, as a professional level, but as a creative group, him and I, as well as on a personal level. I always feel like his strengths are my weaknesses and vice versa, so we really kind of complement each other really well, and we must be doing something right. I mean, we've been together 32 years, so... working out.
Yeah, my wife and I have been together just about the same amount of time. Isn't that crazy?
It goes so fast, too, doesn't it? Like, you blink your eyes, and there it goes. And now, of course, I feel like all my time's being eaten up, too, by, you know, I've got a 9-year-old and a 10-year-old now. So running them to school and their activities and stuff like that. And we're so musical, all of us. We just like to sit in a room. My son, 9 years old, loves to play the drums. My daughter sings, plays cello, and she's getting guitar lessons from the best guitarist in the world. So there you go. You know, that can't go wrong. And she's playing piano. And we all just kind of sit around and just really enjoy music for the sake of music. It's just wonderful.
You're just so alive. It is just so wonderful to talk to you and speak with you and hear a little bit about your background. And let me say, Blackmore's Night, the new project, Nature's Life, is absolutely fantastic. Available now on Amazon, Apple, wherever you get your tunage. I got Second Element all queued up and ready to go from Nature's Light, the band Blackmore's Night, Candace Knight, who's been with Richie Blackmore of Rainbow and Deep Purple for about the same amount of time that Julie and I have been together, immediately following this interview on KZ106 because it's that good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was great talking to you. Have a great morning. Thank you.